All right, Alex Martin, Southwick, I got a couple things, a couple beefs with you. One, you threw off your goggles in the second moto, so maybe it wasn't the X brands back at Buds. Maybe you're just a serial goggle tosser.
Yeah, well, dude, trust me, I kept those things on as long as I could. But, I mean, when it's raining that hard and all the fans,
pods.
All the fans went home. Like, I was up there on the podium. I'm like, where is everyone? It was empty. Like, only the diehards, I'm pretty sure their alcohol level was not legal, that were there. But, yeah, I was, like I said, with the LASIK thing, I was trying to hold on to him as long as possible because I was like, man, I don't want to be in a position where I have to pull off or something because it's burning so bad.
Yep.
And I got to the point where I literally could not see the braking bumps at all. Yep. And so I pulled them off and ended up working out all right. So we only had 4 laps left or so.
And, yeah, Hampshire was on you, but again, tough, easier to catch you than get by you on this track.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because I think he had really good speed all day. Yeah. Obviously, that first moto qualified well. And
Florida guy.
Yeah. I know. You think he's rolling the sand most of his life? I don't know. But, I look back in the Buckley's corner on the last lap, and there was 2 lappers right ahead of me. And they just total disregard for the blue flag. And
shocking.
I know. 2 weekends in a row now, it's been really bad.
Yeah.
And, like, I just wish the AMA might maybe take it serious to put the blue flag out a little bit.
Did you see the social media from Redbud where the guy was waving the flag at the 3 leaders?
Really? Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that.
Yeah, the 3 leaders came by and he's giving them all the blue flag.
Okay. Yeah, so we move over then?
I don't know.
Is there someone else?
I don't know.
Maybe Eli's coming.
Right. Hey, you talked a little bit about your bike setup. Today wasn't on point as much as you'd like. But, you know, we talked about your bike setup before, about how great it's been. But that doesn't really translate to sand, I guess, right?
Yeah, you can run a pretty drastically different setup here in the sand. You know, you typically want maybe a little taller forks, sack out the rear. And we just did not do that coming into the day. So we're kind of chasing our tail all day long. And then eventually, second moto was pretty solid. For sure, we had a better setting. And, the sand's tricky. And I haven't been riding in the sand. Like, when we were back in Minnesota last year, we had a good sand track that Jeremy and I would ride at a lot. And I haven't – Eldon's is fairly sandy, but there's some good clay sections too. And there was actually a really, really badass sand track that we were going to go ride this week, and it got closed down. They started building homes on it. And it was actually like Brownie built it like 10 years ago. It was like in the woods, and it was gnarly, like one of the gnarliest sand tracks I've ever rode.
I've been there. Tortelli used to go there too.
Yeah. It was really cool.
I think, anyway. But yeah.
Right. It was off the 27, south of Claremont, 20 minutes. But
It's a kind of around a pit. There's a little bit of a pit around it, and then it goes in and out of trees. Yeah. It's gnarly, yeah.
Yeah, it was so much fun. And then the guy came the second day we were there and was like, put the sign up, said, well, you got one more week and you're done. I'm like, no. So,
hey, you can't ride the A-track, though, at Baker's, right?
No, we do. Like, yeah.
I thought you guys could only ride one track.
No, we just don't ride at the time Zach and Marvin are riding. Maybe just leave that out. But
No, I won't. Hey, last week you were frustrated over losing points to Osborne. You know, you had the moto win, you felt like. This week you didn't have the win, you know, necessarily for Andis. But, again, you got to be like, fuck, the 16 again, right?
I know. It's like he's really strong right now. He's riding really well, and he's comfortable. And you can see that with his aggression level.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just – we're trying.
Yep.
Like, I'm working my butt off during the week and making sure I do a little extra here and there and trying to be prepared. And I'm just, you know, need a little luck maybe. But we're still second in points, and I've been consistent, you know, and consistency gets you only so far. Like, you need to get a win, and, you know, 1-1 would be a great day. I'd be stoked on that. We've had a lot of 3-3s and 4-4s so far this year.
Sure.
And, I'm looking forward to Millville. That'll hopefully be a track that I can get some wins at.
Well, that's my next question. First of all, that six guy at the end of the first moto putting serious heat on you.
Yeah, he about gave me a heart attack. I went over the finish line and I looked at my heart rate to see if it was going to explode or not. It's like, I saw him coming up on me and I'm like, you little fucker.
So the Millville thing, he's down there riding, bro. He's riding Millville, pounding out laps. You're in Florida. Like, this could tip the scales in Millville in 2 weeks, no?
Yeah, because I totally forgot how to ride Millville. Like,
well, you better get down there then.
I mean, I look at it like I put so many laps on that track growing up that I'm burnt out on it.
All right.
So I'll be fresh.
Okay.
I'll be fresh and spunky. And he can only ride it this week.
Okay.
Because there's the 1 week before rule.
Right.
And I'll ride it for press anyways on Thursday.
All right.
So,
well, screw him then.
Yeah, your theories are out the window.
Right. Shocking.
You're wrong again.
Hey, awesome. Nice ride today, Amart, and we'll see you in Millville. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Steve.